Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Hei, Omud Beis, page 95, side B. V'zehu Oitzer Sheshonu Chachamim B'Mishnosenu. And in this way, that they said that this matif, this seller of wine that I selling you, this is what it was said in our Mishnah, that a martif shel yayin, that if he says a seller of wine, he accepts upon himself 10 koisosos, 10 bad ones for each 100. But when he told, when he says to him, martif shel yayin, without specifying zeh, then he does not accept the koisosos. So if so, it's difficult. So how did you interpret that in the Mishnah, that he gives him the 10 kesoses? Is talking about a case of a martif shel yayin stam, that he just said to him, a seller of wine. So the Gemara answers, Elo masnisi nami. But the Mishnah too, we can interpret it that it's talking about a case, the Omar lei, that the seller says to the buyer, zeh. He's telling him that this particular seller of wine I'm selling to you. So now the Gemara is going to deal with the contradiction that are between these two braises that were brought down before. And the Gemara asks, we explained the words of the Mishnah to fit each one of these braises so they don't contradict the Mishnah. However, kashya ze'azeh, but the contradiction between the braises that deal with regards to the seller, when we say zeh, that when he says, I'm selling you this seller of wine, that in the braisa of Rav Zvid we learn that he gives him wine that is all good, and only 10 of them can be these kesoses. But in the braisa that we brought down in the beginning of the Gemara, over there we learned that he can give him the yayin hanimkar b'chanus, can give him any wine, the wine that's sold in the store, to anyone. And the Gemara answers, loy kashya. It's not a question, there's no contradiction. Ha da amar lei, this that he said to him, that the seller added and said to the buyer that the wine is fit limikpa. Limikpa means to make the food tasty. But in this case, he didn't tell him that the wine is fit limikpa. The Gemara explains, in the braisa that Rav Zvid, is talking about the Omar Le limikpa, that he said to him that it is good limikpa, and wine that is made to make the food tasty, since it's used a little bit, and it stands for a long time, so therefore, most of the barrels need to be of good wine. On the other hand, the Braise, which we learned that when he says, Martif Zeh, this seller of wine, that he can give him the wine that is sold, Bachanus, is talking about the situation, the Loy Omar Lei Limikpa, he did not tell him that he needs it for making the food tasty. And the fact that the seller added in the words, and he said shel yayin, he didn't just say seller, but he said wine, he intended that he is not giving him vinegar, a totally spoiled wine. So the Gemara concludes now what comes out la loche according to the view of Rav Zvid Hilkoch. Therefore, according to Rav Zvid, when the person, the seller is selling him just wine, yayin stam, and he says martev shel yayin, he says to him, a seller of wine I'm selling to you, but he did not specify which seller. V'amar lei, and he said to the buyer that the wine is fit limikpa, then noisun lo yayin shekula yofer, then he has to give him the wine that all of it is good, without any barrels being of kesoses at all. If the seller says to him, Martiv Zeshel Yayin, he has this seller of wine I am selling to you, V'omar Lei, and then he said to him, he added that the wine is fit Limikpa, So then Naisin Loi Yayin Shekula Yofer, he gives him wine that is all good. But he accepts upon himself 10 kaisusos, the bad wine, for every 100 barrels. What happens if the seller says, Martev ze shel yayin, this seller of wine, veloy amar lei limikpah, and he didn't say to him that the wine is fit for mikpah, for taste, making the food tasty? So if the seller wishes nice and loy, then he can give it to him everything bad, just like the yayin hanimkar bechanus, like the wine that is sold in the store. Now the Gemara goes back to deal with regards to yayin stam, and that is that if a situation where he just told him, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, ibayuluhu. So the people of the yeshiva had a question. If the seller says, Martiv shel yayin, a cellar of wine, a cellar full of wine I'm selling to you, but he didn't say zeh, he didn't say this cellar. In other words, without specifying a particular cellar of wine that he's selling to him, v'lo amar lei, and also, in addition to not telling him which cellar, he didn't add that the wine is limikpa, that it's fit to make the food tasty. Might. So what is the din in this situation? Do we say that since he didn't say that it's fit for the mikpah, so the purchaser needs to accept upon himself 10 barrels that are koisosos, or since he didn't say to him zeh, he needs to give him the wine that is all good? And the Gemara responds that pligibo Rav Acha v'Ravina, that this is a disagreement between Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad Omar, one says that since he didn't say that this wine is fit limikpa, so therefore the purchaser mikabel has to accept upon himself the 10 kisoses. But the Chad Omar, one of the of them, said loy mekabel, that he does not accept any of the kisoses, but rather he has to give him wine, all barrels of wine, they're all good. So the Gemara is going to learn how, according to these machlokes amirayim, we're going to interpret the braises that were brought down before. The Gemara explains, man da amar mekabel, one who says that he does accept upon himself the 10 kisoses doyek, he learns out this halacha midrav zvid from the words of the braise of that was brought down by Rav Zvid. The Kotone, because it's written in the first case over there, it says that if he tells him, the seller says, Martev shel yayin ani mecher loch, I'm selling you a cellar of wine, noisen lo yayin shekulei yofe, he has to give him a wine that it's all good. Ve'oi kimno, and we interpreted before that the braise is dealing with in a situation the amar lei, that he told him that the seller said that the wine is fit limikpa, that it's fit to make food tasty, because for this reason we said over there that in the second case, that when by the seller he says zeh, that he's giving him, when he says Martev Zed, this particular cellar of wine, so he has to give him the wine that's all good, besides the 10 kisoses. So, from here we can learn Taima, the reason why he gives him wine that is all good is because the Amar Leili Mikpa, because he told him that it is for Mikpa, for taster, making the food tasty. But if he did not tell him that it's going to be good limikpa, mikabel, then the buyer accepts upon himself the 10 barrels that are kisoses, although the seller did not specify and say, this particular seller. And the one that holds that even when he does not say limikpa, loy mikabel, he still does not accept the 10 koisosis. Doyek, he learned out to say so mibraise, from the braise that was brought down before in the beginning of the Gemara. The Katani, because over there it's written in the first case over there that if he told him Martev shel yayin ani moicher loch, noisen lo yayin shekule yofe, that it, so when he says a seller of wine I am selling to you, he has to give him wine that is all good. Ve'oy kimna, and we interpreted the braise, the loy amar le, that the seller did not say to the buyer that the wine is good limikpa, for tasting, making the food tasty. Because this was the reason that we said, for this reason, that's why it says in the second case that when he says Martev Zeshel Yain, that this seller of wine, he can give him wine that is Nimka Bechanus, which means cheap wine, bad wine altogether. So just like in the second case, it's talking about that he didn't tell him Limikpa. Same thing is when he says Martev Shel Yayin. The first case, when he just says Martev Shel Yayin without saying Zeh, the case which is in the first case of the Braise, is talking about that he did not tell him Limikpa. So from here we see that even when you don't say Limikpa, he still receives wine that is all good, without kisosis. So the Gemara asks, Uleman de doyik mid Rabbi Zvid, and the one who learns from the Braise of Rabbi Zvid Shemekabel that he does accept upon himself the kisosis, kashe. So it's difficult. How is he going to answer the words of the Braise that is in the beginning of the Gemara, that it says Noisin lo yain shekule yofe, he has to give him all good wine, even when he didn't say Limikpa. And the Gemara answers that according to his view, we're going to say chasude mechasre, that there is missing in the words of the reisha of the braise, that in the beginning of that braise there is missing words v'hochi katoni, and so we have to learn the braise. When are these words said that he accepts upon himself wine that is all good? The amarle, when the seller says to the buyer that the wine is fit limikpa. Halay amarle, but if he did not say that the wine is fit limikpa, so then mekabel, he has to accept upon himself the 10 kisosis, as we've learned in the braise of Rab Zvid. And the braise concludes, Umartiv ze shel yayin, when he says ze of wine, and he didn't, and he didn't tell him limikpa, that it's fit for mikpa, noisin lo yayin hanimkar bachanus, he gives him wine that is sold in the store, meaning he gives him bad wine altogether. So basically he fits in his view into the words of the reisha of that braisa. So the Gemara continues and asks, Uleman de doyik mi braisa, and the one who learns from the braisa, that from the first braisa, that he does not accept those 10 barrels of kisosis, kashya de Rab Zvid. So how is it difficult from the braisa that Rab Zvid had brought down, the oik kimna, that we interpreted the Omar Lay, that he told him that the wine limikpa. So then ha, we can learn from this, Loy Omar Lay limikpa, if he didn't say limikpa, mekabel. So then he would accept the 10 kisosis. So how is he going to answer that with this braise that he's learning that he doesn't accept? He has to give him all good wine. So the Gemara answers that according to his opinion, also the braise of Rav Zvid holds that hu adin da'afel gav de lo yomar le limikpa. The same thing would be true if he didn't tell him limikpa, but he just told him a martif of wine stam le mekabel. He still would not receive the 10, doesn't accept the 10 kisosis. V'hai do yikimna, and this that we interpreted the braise, the omar le limikpa, that he told him that it was Limikpa, this is only in the situation of the second case of the Braise. And we needed to say, so Mishum de Kashi Zeh, because we have a contradiction between the Braises in the matter of when he says Martiv Zeh Shel Yayin, as we explained before. But by Martiv Yayin Stam, without saying the word Zeh, according to all opinions, even if he didn't say Lemikpa, he has to give him wine that is all good, without Kisosis at all. Now, the Gemara moves on. What would be the din of wine that smells like vinegar, but the taste is still like wine? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Yayin hanimkor b'chanus, wine that is sold in the store, even if it smells like vinegar, but since it does have the taste of wine, mevarchim olav b'yidei pri hagafen, we make the blessing on it b'yidei pri hagafen. Rabbi Chizda, Amar Rabbi Chizda says, Gabi chamra de akrim, that with regards to wine that has become vinegar, lomali, why is there to me to make a bracha b'yidei pri hagafen? But since it smells like vinegar, it has the law and looked as vinegar, and the bracha becomes shahakil niya b'dvara. So the Gemara says, Meisivi will ask a question on Rabbi Yehuda from a braisa. In the brachas mem of the base, that the braisa enumerates those items that the blessing is a shahakil. So this is what we learn over there. Al hapas sheipsha, bread that has become ruined, but it's still fit for human consumption. The al-hayayin shehikrim, and wine that has become kaisis, but it's getting close to becoming vinegar. The al-tafshil, and on food that are a mezoinis, that are, when they're good, you make a mezoinis. She'ubra tsurosoi, that the shape of it has become sour, and it no longer, the taste is no longer good, but it's not totally ruined. So you make the bracha shakel li b'dvori. So we see the feirish, we see explicitly that the wine that is koisis makes the bracha is a shakel. So it's a question of Yehuda who says that you make a b'yidei pri hagafen on it. The Gemara answers, Amar Rab Zvid. Rab Zvid says, Moide Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda will agree, Befurtzimo de Mizdabin Akarnoso. That this b'raise is talking about wine that was very much ruined. So to the extent that even in the stores that are in the street, it's not sell, but they only sell it in the corners on the crossways. So that's the purtzima de mizdabina karnosa. That's purtzima, that's the level of spoiledness that is sold in the corners. Over there is many buyers to drink it immediately, and people are not particularly what a type of wine it is. And since this is worse in its taste, more than the wine that is sold in this store, so in that case, Rabbi Yehuda will also agree that the blessing is a shahakel and not a ber pri hagafen. But he was talking about the wine that is still sold in the store place, as he says, yayin hanimkar b'chanus. Amar lei, so Abaye, Amar Abaye Rabbi Yosef, so Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, ha, Rabbi Yehuda, this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that wine that is sold in the stores, the bracha is ber pri hagafen, and here you have the opinion of Rabbi Chizda that the bracha is a shahakel. Markeman sivirale, like whom do you hold? He's asking Abayis and Rabbi Yosef. Amarlei, so he responded to him, Masniso yadaina, I learned this halacha from the words of the Braise, which deals with regards to a different matter.